ICE not a criminal organization, says NYC Mayor Adams following the arrest by ICE of 206 criminal aliens. By Bob Price on April 18, 2025. New York City mayor pushed back against critics of immigration enforcement operations in his city, saying, ICE is not a criminal organization. His comments follow the arrest of more than 200 criminal aliens, the majority of which had committed egregious crimes since illegally entering the United States. ICE is not a criminal organization. ICE is a law enforcement organization, Adams stated, according to a report from NBC4 in New York City. I cooperate with law enforcement organizations on public safety. During the past week, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers and agents teamed up with other federal agencies to arrest 206 illegal aliens in the New York City metropolitan area. Those arrested included convicted sex predators and drug lords, the report states. New York is much safer today because of the hard work of ICE and our law enforcement partners, Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons said in a written statement. Throughout this enhanced enforcement operation, we targeted the most dangerous alien offenders in some of the most crime-infested neighborhoods in and around the city of New York. Our efforts resulted in 206 arrests in just 1 week. ICE Aero New York and law enforcement partners arrest more than 200 alien offenders during enhanced immigration enforcement operation in New York. Link, pic.twitter.com/2LQ4VZN. Aero New York City, at Aero New York, April 16, 2025. One of the big mistakes that's being made in some parts of the far-left philosophy is that ICE is a criminal organization. They are not, they are part of our law enforcement community. Mayor Adams, who is running for re-election, told Fox News, "We have to get bad, dangerous people off our streets." The Fox News report detailed information about those arrested. Of the 206 arrested, ICE said 121 had major criminal convictions or are currently facing charges for murder, assault, arson, sex crimes, drug crimes, and firearms crimes. Among those arrested was a 58-year-old illegally present Mexican national named Adnan Paulino Flores, whose criminal history includes arrests for sexual abuse of a person incapable of consent or physically helpless and subjecting another person to sexual contact without consent. Another, a 51-year-old illegal from Ecuador named Jamie Gustavo Quisby Romero, has a criminal history that includes an arrest for assault with intent to cause physical injury with a weapon or instrument and strangulation, obstructing the breath and blood circulation, causing serious injury. ICE Enforcement and Removal Operations New York Field Office Director added, "The success of this enhanced operation highlights the resolve of ICE and our federal partners in keeping our country safe from violent criminal aliens. Throughout this enhanced enforcement operation, we targeted the most dangerous alien offenders in some of the most crime-infested neighborhoods in and around the city of New York," Lyons said. ICE remains dedicated to our mission to prioritize public safety by arresting and removing illegal alien offenders from communities throughout this great nation. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.